calling AstrologyAnswers.com. My name is Quateria. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hey.
I have an account with you.
You say you have an account?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd like to get some information regarding my account.
Okay. Do you have your email for me?
Yes. I'll spell it for you.
Thank
C
you.
Like Charlie, two H's like Harry,
mm-hmm.
O, T like Tom, E
mm-hmm.
like Edward,
mm-hmm.
S like Sam, A like Apple, R, Robert, A, Apple, F, Frank, at yahoo.com.
Okay, you said C-H-H-O-T-E-S-A-R. What did you say after the R?
A like Apple and F like Frank.
Okay. And you said it's at what?
Yeah.
At Gmail?
At yahoo.com.
Give me one moment while I pull up my system. Okay, and you said what information were you trying to get, sir?
What I'm trying to find is that my recollection is, and this is almost 2 years old account,
mm-hmm.
My records show that the first time I contacted you was in April 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I thought that I just subscribed for a daily forecast, and then later on I added one more feature and I forgot what it was, and so I thought that that would be the end of it, but since then I have been getting, of course, daily forecast and sometimes monthly or something, and I'm not sure. Because this is what is confusing me, because I'm getting emails from various other astrologers, so I get confused whether it's coming from you or it's coming from somewhere else, and so it's causing me a lot of confusion, and I want to straighten my account, so that's why I called you to see what did I subscribe for. And how long my subscription is.
Yeah, okay, yes, sir. So what did you purchase? You purchased on the 20th. Well, this was back in February. That's the one you're referring to?
Well, no, it was in April 2020. But it could be even earlier, I'm not sure. But that's the email I could track down in my computer.
All right, so in April of 2020, you purchased a three-month transition period guide for $37.
Okay.
And then,
and then what was the next one?
October 11th of 2021.
Okay.
And then
so
that one, you did a transition period guide for $37, and you also did the monthly forecast for 3 months. So it was $19 for 3 months. So you were charged $19. For October, November, and December of 2021.
So after that, it should have expired, right?
After that, yeah, you only was going to receive those three, just those three purchases, and that's it. But in February of this year, it shows that you went through your email and purchased a Zodiac Transformation Guide for $19 and the Crystal Healing Collection for $39. Those were the last charges we have for you in the system.
So what about this? Okay. So is there, did I buy like crystals from you?
Sir?
Crystals?
Yes.
Astrologic?
The Crystal effect. Healing Collection. Yes, sir. That was purchased in February of this year.
Oh, okay. So that was my last purchase, or did I buy anything else this year?
Mm-hmm. That was your last thing for this year.
Okay. Because I'm, I keep on getting the emails, and there are two things which is causing me this confusion. In the last couple of years, and I'm not just saying only you, but in the last couple of years, my email box got so much flooded that in the past, until that period, I had only 10,000 emails in my email box.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 years, it has jumped from 10,000 to 105,000. So,
yeah,
it's not just you. I'm not just saying that. But it is causing me a lot of confusion that which one I subscribe to and which one is genuine and which one is not. And I can't delete it because I want to make sure that I don't delete the ones which I've already asked for.
Yeah, so everything that you purchase is already passed. So you don't have any current, subscription or anything with us.
Okay.
So
there is no recurring. There would be no recurring charges or periodic charges on my account.
No, sir. You don't have any subscriptions. No, sir.
Okay. So I can feel free then, because I didn't want to delete certain things because I felt like I may be deleting something which I may have already asked for.
No, sir. You don't have any subscriptions or anything with us.
Okay. So is there any way that I don't know whether they're getting my information from you or from other sources, like there are some websites from even UK and various other places in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound like I will tell you one name which is so similar and I get confused. Yours is Astrology Answers, right?
Astrology Answers, yes, sir.
Yeah. And the other one is Astrology Language. And sometimes I see astrology and don't look at that, and then there are a lot of emails coming from them. They send me daily forecasts and this and that and so on. So I'm not able to even use anything because when I go through my email every day, there are hundreds of them, and I'm looking for the one I need to read. Well, by the time I get there, it's so late that I don't even get to read the. So is there any way that even if you share something with your, whatever you call it, I don't know, you can stop giving them my email address or my information?
Okay, you want to unsubscribe? Is this what you're saying?
No, I'm not unsubscribing because although if my subscription have expired, maybe I can unsubscribe.
No, I'm saying you want to unsubscribe your email. Unsubscribe your email, meaning stop receiving emails.
From you?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. Do you want to unsubscribe?
No, I don't want to get email from other agencies.
Okay, so you want to get the emails from us, just not other people?
From other people, yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, yeah, we don't give out the emails, though. No, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
But they advertise your, like, I'll give you another example. This is a website from England, UK. And a few times from that website, they sent me an email and I opened it and there was some attachment. Not attachment, but they say click this. So I click that and then I see your name there, Don's picture and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe it came from you.
So yeah, those are like just advertisements for our businesses. You can go through them to sign up for things pertaining to our website.
So yeah, that's what I'm asking. Can you stop giving my email address to others?
So no,
we don't
give the email out. We don't give them out personally.
Then how do they get your website advertised on their site?
Because they can advertise our website, but we don't give them your email.
They are free to use your website.
So whenever you click on it, that's when they gain access to your email, because you're clicking on it, and once you click on it from your email, then you're providing them with your email, but we don't provide them with your email.
Oh.
Once you click on the outside source, that's how they gain access to it. We don't give it to them.
So they can advertise on your behalf on their own?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Okay. I thought they have your permission to advertise your site. Okay. That gets a little more complicated for me. So, because I remember, because I've in all your email, I see the picture of Dawn, so I know that that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize it. So I thought, oh, maybe your company shared my email and all that, so I didn't do anything to it. So, but anyway, okay. So, so there is no way that somebody else cannot advertise on your behalf without your permission. Is there any way I can stop that?
If you're the only thing I could do, sir, is unsubscribe you from our emails. I can't unsubscribe you from anything else.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have no control over it.
No, sir.
Okay. So my subscription now is over or still? So when I get your daily horoscope and also the monthly and something, so it is coming from other sources then?
No, the daily horoscope is from astrologyanswers.com. But
so
you're
Is it for free then?
Yes, that's free.
And how about the monthly? I get monthly also.
Yeah, you don't have any monthly subscriptions. The horoscope is free. It's a daily horoscope and it's free.
You don't
have any monthly subscriptions or anything like other items
must
like
be
that.
Coming. So I thought when they use your name, but it is not okay. Yeah. Okay. So they're okay.
If it
now
doesn't,
I think
if it doesn't say astrologyanswers.com, then it's not us.
Oh, I see.
So it can be like an outside source that says it may be like if you go on a social media and you see astrologyanswers.com, that's not us. That's the website promoting our business.
I see. Okay, well, thank you for your help. Let me think about it, because I'm not familiar with this new technology.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to use the information to my benefit, and I get regularly from Dawn email. Of course, it's coming from your company, and her helper is probably sending it. They say, I would like to give you this, that, and you can get help, but I say I can't because I'm so stressed out with all these emails. I can't even understand because I'm not an astrologer. I don't know the language of the astrology. I need some simple forecast, which is a common English language, then I can understand it. Somehow I'm not a literary person. Well, my English is more literary. I'm a technical person in life. And I like simple language.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, let me see what else I can do. But at least I thought I'd talk to somebody because email doesn't help. I have sent several emails addressed to Dawn. And I was not getting any answer.
Yeah, Dawn is she's not going to respond. So, yes, sir.
I see. Okay. Okay, thank you. So the daily horoscope is free from your site?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. So I won't be charged anything now on my credit card. I shouldn't see any more charge from your company.
No, sir, not unless you go in and purchase anything.
Oh, okay. So the last one was my transit period guide, okay.
Which was back in February, yes, sir.
Okay, February, okay. Okay, well, thank you. You helped me a lot and let me think about it, how to handle this.
Yes, sir.
New technology. Like I say, I grew up with it, but I didn't continue using it. So, because like I say, I'm a technical man, and I was concentrating more about my job, learning the technical things rather than this computer thing. And it has advanced so much, and like I say, in 2 years, it has put so much stress on my mailbox that I can't even sort through it.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, and I hope somehow I can find a way to either unsubscribe those websites or something. I don't know how to handle those. So maybe, yeah, and I didn't know what to do because I don't want to even call them, because once I call them, they have more information about me. So I didn't want to call them either.
Yes, thank sir. You. You're welcome. Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.